Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, world. Welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I got my counterpart with me, R. Vance Owens. And guess what, people? It's free agent time. Time for the talking to be over with. Okay, it's going to be more talking. Kevin Durant ain't going to sign day one with anybody. But it's free agent time. All the NBA free agents are like, show me the money. And they going to get it. Vance, are you ready for free agent time, baby? We got an hour. Oh. How would people start signing, man? You excited?
I'm excited to see what Kevin Durant going to do. That's what I'm excited for. And a couple more players. But, you know, I'm really excited to see what Kevin Durant do. Hopefully he'll stay with OKC. That's what I'm looking for. But if he don't, we'll see how the rest of the dominoes fall.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about NBA free agency. We're going to go to, like, he got what? Because there are going to be some guys this summer. And people going to be like, he got how much money? So we're going to discuss that. Also, we're going to break down Andrew Luck's contract, $140 million over 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to break all that down. So now, man, let's talk about free agent. We know Kevin Durant's the big guy on the market. But I want to say one thing. The last time we had a big free agent like Kevin Durant, it was LeBron James. And when he was planning to go to Miami or Cleveland the first time. And Vance, I will tell you, he made free agency horrible for me because no other team made a move until he signed. So after all the interviews he did with all the teams before he picked Miami, he taking the talent to South Beach. LeBron James held up free agency. Held it up. No one signed anywhere until he signed. It was crazy. So Kevin Durant, Vance, we heard a lot of rumors. He met with the Thunder today. The Thunder think about getting Al Horford, trying to trade Enes Kanter. Thunder really trying to make moves. They got rid of Serge Ibaka. They brought in Victor Oladipo, Sabonis, Rasheem Ulasova. Man, see, your boy Durant, man, he gonna stay, man.
Like I said, hopefully he will stay. But trading Al Horford, going back on that, trading Al Horford for Enes Kanter for Al Horford, I don't think that's a good move, though. I think Al Horford is declining. You know, I mean, he's a good 15-point man, but I think Enes Kanter has hit his stride, and I think they need to stick with him. But as far as holding up the, you said about LeBron holding up free agents, it's going to be the same thing for Kevin Durant this year. Kevin Durant, I don't think anybody's going to move until Kevin Durant signs on the dotted line. And then you'll see the domino fall, like I said, after Kevin Durant. So once Kevin Durant gets out the way, he meets his D6 teams. I think it's the Warriors, the Thunder, the Clippers, Boston, Miami, and who else? Who else am I missing?
Man, he got everybody coming in here except the Lakers and Washington.
Yeah, whoever. you know,
the hometown team don't get a meet. Neither do the Los Angeles Lakers don't get a meet. And that's understandable. Both teams were horrible, but everybody getting a meet. It seemed like everybody getting a meet with those two teams. Another thing, I would be remiss without saying LeBron James is a free agent. DeAndre Drummond is a free agent. But we know LeBron's staying. We know the Pistons are going to match whatever offer Drummond gets. So that's neither here or there. But Durant is the biggest fish in the pond right now. Trying to figure out where he's going to go. Now, I don't like the Al Horford thing because I'm thinking down the line for Enes Kanter, but Al Horford will finally be if he signs with the Thunder, he finally moves into his natural position, which is the four. Al Horford has been playing out of position since he's been in the NBA. He moved to the four. He's a better defender than Enes Kanter. Can knock down the corner three. Just a great rebounder. I don't know about off the ball defense, but on the ball pick and roll, I always say he's a really good defender for big. But I mean, it'll work. Durant loves him. Durant, two players that the Thunder got that Durant said he loved off his team. He said he loved Victor Oladipo's game because he's from DC area, but he likes Victor Oladipo, and he always said, "Hey, I would love to play with Al Horford. He's a consummate professional, and that he loves how he plays." So, I mean, the Thunder hit it out the ballpark. Two players he likes. They're really good. Even if Durant doesn't come back, they're still really good. You still got Russell Westbrook, top five player. You got Victor Oladipo at two. I mean, I would sign Chandler Parsons at three if you can't get Durant to come back. But all in all, the OKC did everything they could. Durant don't want to come back. That means Durant just don't want to come back. It ain't because basketball reason. Just say, I don't want to come back.
Well, going back to that, if they lose Durant, you say they're going to be a good team. I think they're not going to be. I think they're going to be what, make a seventh or eighth seed if Durant leaves. And like you said, you're going on Cantor versus Al Horford. Cantor is younger. Cantor has shown this past year, especially the playoff, Cantor has shown great improvement. Like I said, Al Horford is getting older. Al Horford, yeah, he can rebound, and he may be able to hit a mid-range shot or two, but he's getting older. Cantor's a younger player. I just think it would be better for OKC to hold on to Cantor. Maybe look for another free agent to kind of fill that void, but hold on to Cantor, though.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, whatever, if they make the trade and they get Al Horford, I wouldn't be mad about it. I mean, Cantor's young, but I think Durant wants to win right now, and I think that's what you go for if you're the Thunder and you try to get the chip right now. Durant ain't the only free agent, and I hate that people were always fascinated with, you know, the stars, but Hassan Whiteside's a free agent. Hassan Whiteside said, hey, I want to be wooed July 1st, 12:01. And if I ain't wooed, because the Heat, they trying to woo Kevin Durant at 12 o'clock. How you going to – Hassan want to be wooed. And I don't think the Heat will – I mean, they're going to give Hassan Whiteside an offer, but I think Pat Riley's about NBA championships, and Hassan Whiteside, he's finally got it together. His second year in the league, really playing really well. And I just feel like he's going to go to a team that's going to give him the max. He's trying to get paid. He'll worry about championships later. Right now, he ain't seen money like this. And with the new NBA contracts that are coming into effect, he's about to get paid.
Yeah, Hassan Whiteside is going to get paid. But, I mean, like you said, going back, he want to be wooed. And you're saying that Miami is not trying to woo him. They're trying to worry about Kevin Durant. But they also got to worry about Dwayne Wade, too. I mean, I understand that you feel like, you know, Dwayne Wade going to always come back home, and he's been there entire career, but you still got to worry about losing at least a little bit, pay him some kind of attention. You giving all this attention to Kevin Durant. I think they got to meet with Durant on Sunday, but they need to take care of Whiteside and Wade first. But I don't think Whiteside's coming back. I think he has to meet with Dallas. The Lakers are another team looking for him. Portland's trying to get him. I mean, it's plenty of options out there for Whiteside. Now, I think he really leave. I think he's trying to show he is that man, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think another thing is that, D-Wade is going to be awesome, but, I mean, this happens every year with D-Wade, where they say, hey, you know, we want you to stay, we want you to leave, you know, all in all, you just never know with D-Wade. But I feel like he'll be there. I feel like that Miami Heat will find a way if they can't get Hassan. If Hassan Whiteside leaves and if you can't get any other free agents, Luol Deng leaves. And if in 6 months now, because Chris Bosh is still on the blood thinner, and if he can't come back, he may have to retire. That opens up cap, and you still have to hit the base mark for a team, and for cap purposes, the base salary of $85 million the next season, more than likely. I mean, you're going to have to pay D-Wade, so either you hold out and you say, hey, D-Wade, just wait it out, and then D-Wade can get the big money, or you just move on. But I feel like the Heat'll take care of Dwayne Wade. I mean, they got this family atmosphere down there. Pat Riley Creek's family and taking care of the people around you. And I feel like somehow, some way, they'll get their deal done. D-Wade to be in Miami, they'll suck. Because if you can't – because that's the biggest issue with Miami, too, is, like, people don't know what's going to happen with Chris Bosh. Like, we don't know we don't know if he's able to come back after the surgery. We just don't know that. We don't know after the blood clots, after the blood thing gets out of the system and all that stuff, like, will it be the same Chris Bosh? Is he still will be an effective player to play for the Miami Heat? And that's probably the biggest issue with Miami if they're trying to woo Kevin Durant or whoever they're trying to woo down there because you don't know. The doctors have to – you're like, yo, 6 months he'll be back. No, he has to go through tests with doctors and say, hey, yay or nay. And if they say nay, then the Heat are really out. Then you still have to hit that certain benchmark cap-wise. By the beginning of the season, it is a lot for one organization. Too many questions. It's too many unknowns. And the NBA players are used to rituals, and I got to know what was happening when I walk into that door. And that's going to be the difficult thing for the Miami Heat this upcoming summer. This is a big summer for the Heat. If you want to speak about it. Big summer for the Miami Heat. D-Wade Lee, Chris Bosh. Ain't able to come back, and you lose Hassan Whiteside. Man, Justin Winslow, it's your time to shine. Get your shots up.
Yeah, it's gonna be hitting the reset button for Miami. If like you said, Chris Bosh can't come back, and how are you gonna woo like Kevin Durant or any free agent if you don't know what's gonna happen with Chris Bosh? I mean, you no guarantees there. You don't even know the team in place, and like a lot of these teams out here, that's trying to get Durant. You know, they're going to have to go through some major reconstruction if they do get Durant. They're going to have to move some players. They're going to have to trade. I mean, like I said, that's the reason why I think he's going to go back to OKC. I know we keep going back to Durant, but he is the main target in the free agency. So, you know, it's just a lot behind what he's going to do this summer.
I'm done with Durant. I'm moving on, man. I can't continue to focus on that, man. Hey. I know he's great. We're going to move to Mike Conley. Vance, Mike Conley is the best point guard in this year's free agency. He's the second best point guard in this free agency, man. Can you name me second best guard?
Oh.
In free agency?
what kind of guard do you want? You got Rajon Rondo, you got Darren Williams.
Okay, fall off from Mike Conley.
It's a major fallout between Mike Conley and the rest of the point guards in free agency. Like I said, you got Rondo.
So Mike Conley about to get paid.
Yeah.
Mike Conley's about to get paid. He's about to get paid like I don't know if I can call Mike Conley elite. And he's from Indiana. And I live here. I've seen the boy win state championship. Is Mike Conley an elite max contract point guard?
No, he's not. But he is.
But he's going to get paid like one. He's about to get paid like one. And then you got DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan said he's not really trying to take any meetings with any teams. I think he wants to be in Toronto. I think he wants to make that work. But another free agent who's probably going to get paid, who I feel like, you know, it's we're stepping into that part. He got paid. What? Nicholas Batum. Is going to be part of that. He got paid. What?
And Ken Bazemore to that.
Ken Bazemore got paid. What? With the new influx of cash through the TV revenue and all that thing that the NBA has collected, for those who are listening for the first time to our show, the NBA salary cap is going up. So last year it was 70-something. This year, or I think it was 80. This year's jumping to 95. They originally said 87, but with the influx of cash. Now, the NBA tried to talk to the players' union, try to curb the salary cap. The players like, nah, it is what it is. Let it go. To put it in their union. But the players like, no, we want to see what this cap really going to be. And it they'll have two spikes. This year, it'll be 94 to 95. I'm thinking 95 because the experts been getting it wrong. They said low 90s is 95. And then the following year has another spike, and then they say 105. I'm thinking 110, 108. So the NBA has another spike, and then that's when the real big money comes out. That's why a lot of players like Durant and LeBron doing the 1+1, the 1+ the player option for the 1+1 years. But, yeah, the NBA is about to come turn into a lot of money, and players who you probably wouldn't think are worth $100 million are about to get $100 million. Harrison Barnes are one of the players. He got what?
You say Harrison Barnes, and I know Harrison Barnes' last three games in the finals wasn't that great. But Harrison
last
Barnes
five.
Is an upcoming
last
player.
Five. Last five.
I give him last three games. I'm going to give him last five. But
Harrison Barnes about to get paid this summer. After that, man, Harrison Barnes showing you every way how to blow $100 million. But with the NBA, and this is another thing, too, for the people who are listening, the base salary for all teams, the small market teams, everyone, every team has a base. You have to spend this amount, the average amount on each team. There's a hard cap, there's a salary cap, and there's a base salary, the floor, what we call a floor. The floor for the NBA, the upcoming season, is going to be $85 million. Most teams didn't even go over the cap or to touch $85 million. I think the highest thing some team paid was 69. That's like closest to the – but small market teams will have to spend some money. Pacers have $20 million in cap space. So a lot of teams are flush with cash, and somebody got to get this check, man. Somebody got to get this check. So – a lot of players about to get paid this summer. Kent Bazemore is one of them. There's some restricted free agents. Andre Drummond, Bradley Beal. Restricted means just means that teams have a chance to match, that you'll be stuck with that team if they match it, whatever team or another team offers you. But, man, maybe a lot of guys about to get paid, man. Who are you most excited to see? Like, he got paid what? Those words coming out your mouth.
Like you said, Harrison Barnes, Ken Bazemore, Evan Fournier. I want to see what Chandler Parsons is going to pull in. Dwight Howard. I just want to see what he's going to put. I want to see what Dwight Howard is going to pull in. What kind of money is going to get thrown Dwight Howard away? I mean, you know, Dwight Howard has been in the decline the last couple of years, but all of it's not his fault to me. You got to look at James Harden dominating the ball, so – you really don't know what you're gonna get into Dwight Howard. We know.
I mean, even when you say with James Harden dominating the ball, all right, Dwight Howard, his agent said that he's looking for $24 million a year. $24 million a year. I mean, Dwight Howard ain't worth $24 million a year.
Yeah, I think Dwight Howard need to keep looking.
But the teams he's looking at, the teams I heard that want to talk to him, they doubt it. Portland has a dominating ball handler. Maybe New York guy. If you're talking about ISO ball, Melo's one of those ISO ball players. So is Derrick Rose. So you're talking about ball dominating. I mean, if you were a great big, you would have ball dominated. Trust me, the guy's going to give you the ball if you're good in the post. I mean, but you're talking about just catching dunks and all. Dwight Howard ain't developed a consistent two or three post moves that you could tell me he got. You can't tell me you can dig in this bag. Dwight Howard, give me your bag of post moves. What you got? He couldn't pull out anything for you, man. Not a sky hook, not a hook shot, not a baseline hook, left or right hand on either block. He can't fade away. He can't post up. He can't tell me in Dwight Howard bag of post up moves. Pull out a move he got, man. Tell me a move he got. I know you know what's in his bag. Tell me what's in his bag of post up moves.
He has one post.
To give me 20.
He has the right hook. But he got the right hook. I mean, it's all right. I mean, Dwight Howard, I mean, you look at the Sims today, really nobody posting up like that. Except, I can say DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, but.
Give me
DeMarcus
Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins get on that block.
Power forward, though, you know. We talking about centers now. But, you know, I don't think he's worth $24 million, but I think he's going to get close to that, though. I mean, like you said, it's an influx of money in the NBA now. Teams are going to be throwing money. People just be throwing.
Somebody's going to pay him. Somebody's going to pay him with him. Somebody's going to be stupid enough to pay him what he wants. Then when they get him, and you can't play back-to-back. But I'm not here to bash Dwight Howard. I think if he...
You are Dwight Howard basher, though.
I'm the president of the fan club. I try. No, Dude ain't, he's been in the league, what, 10 years or more? Bro ain't got no post moves. Ain't developed a tougher skin when people talk about him. Can't defend, can't play back-to-back. Cries when you don't get the ball. But when you get the ball, you don't got no post moves. It ain't like he's Shaq.
Oh, what do you mean Dwight Howard can't defend? He can play defense. He can rebound. He can block shots. He still can block shots. He still can rebound. I mean, that he hasn't lost.
Listen.
It's just his offensive game has fell off. I mean, but like I said,
fell
you,
off.
You got James Harden.
You got
James Harden dominating the ball. When he was in Orlando, he got touches. He got the ball. Even in L.A. before he got really hurt, they gave him the ball sometimes. But, you know, Kobe.
If you can't play with Kobe Bryant ball dominating and you get touches, look, you're not Shaq. You're not gonna give me 28-10. No, listen. This is what you do. You run that baseline like Tristan Thompson. You play like DeAndre Jordan. That's what we should monitor this game out, DeAndre Jordan. But guess what? I ain't giving Dwight Bauer the ball and posting like, yo, man, do what you do. No. For what? So I can run back and go play defense after he missed that little crooked-ass jump hook? Man, fuck out of here. Excuse my language. Stop that. I'm not fooling with Dwight Howard. Not at all.
Why somebody pay him, though? He's still going to get paid.
I'll take $2 million out of
Dwight
Howard.
How bad you bash him? He's still going to get paid.
He's going to get paid.
You know
what? Gentleman.
You said something about another point guard behind Mike Conley. You still got Jeremy Lin out there. I mean, Jeremy Lin played. Jeremy Lin played good in the playoffs.
He played good. But we're talking about we're talking about quality. Like if 2K wise, let's say Mike Conley at 85. What is Jeremy Lin? A 72?
I give him a 79, 80. I give him a 79.
Oh, you going too far. Hey,
you're too nice. What he did in the playoffs boosts him up a little bit. You know, in 2K, when the playoffs come, they boost you up a little bit. They boost your rating up during the year.
Well, he ain't no 79.
We're going to give him an 80.
You going too far. You can't be in charge of 2K ratings. I'm glad you don't work for 2K. I'm glad because you're going too far. But no, I think Mike Conley went into free agency at the right time. He's hit the market when he is the top point guard available. Just available. And there's nobody close to him. So if I'm Mike Conley, cash out, man. Cash out. Get all the money. All the guaranteed money. Now, Vance, now, you know, we talk a lot of NBA, man. We do. We talk a lot of NBA. But, you know, hey, man, the NFL season is approaching, man. Johnny Manziel got suspended 4 games by the NFL. He ain't on the team, though. But your boy, Andrew Luck, man, that's your boy. Got paid, man. Got paid. $140 million. 87 guaranteed. I mean, to the NFL, that's a lot of money. Pass market, and it's the highest paid contract in NFL right now. People are like, oh, that's a lot of money when you talk NFL. Oh, that's a lot of money, but their salary cap's going up too. And in the next 2 or 3 years, they're predicting that the NFL will have a $200 million salary cap. So until the next big contract and the next big quarterback goes into effect, then that person would be the highest paid. But this is actually a decent contract. What I'm hearing about, all the people know about contracts of the NFL, this is a really good contract for Andrew Luck. But people talk about contracts like, oh, $140 million, 87 guaranteed. This summer, Ryan Anderson and Harrison Barnes going to get $100 million. Ain't nothing about this saying 50 of that guaranteed. No, all that $100 is a guarantee. So
right.
If Ryan Anderson was taking Andrew Luck, if they were both going out to dinner, and it's not like me, you better pick up this tag. You got $13 more million than I do. You better buy this thing for me. And that's the difference, I think. And that's in baseball, hockey, and basketball. All the money guaranteed. In football, nah, bro, only a portion. So I feel like he got $100. He didn't really get $140 million. Andrew Luck ain't gonna see $140 million on this contract. But he'll be 32 by the time his next deal come up. Then he'll get another $100 million contract, and maybe he'll see Because people, you got to throw in taxes too. He may see $200, maybe $300 million in his lifetime. But, yeah, man. Andrew Luck, highest paid player in the NFL right now, man. How you feel about Andrew Luck and the Colts next season?
I really don't see anything wrong with Andrew Luck getting that amount of money. I mean, you say $87 million guaranteed. A quarterback's supposed to be the face of the team. I mean, you like you said, in basketball and baseball, they make way more money than football players do. I mean, you got to look at football players. I mean, their salary cap is like $153 million. Basketball, right at like it's going up to, what, 110, something like that. But, you know, it's 53 men on the roster in football, so they're not going to get paid.
There you go. There you go.
So you got to spread that money out. You got to spread that money out. So, no, they're not going to get paid with basketball. 15 players on the roster, you know. Baseball is not that many, you know, probably 17. I don't know how many. I'm not a baseball fanatic, so I don't really know how many. But I know that, you know, baseball is the upper echelon. They get paid. You know, you like Jason Hayward Bay. I think he's making $100 million. And
soccer, man.
All his money.
Soccer. Don't forget about soccer, man.
Soccer players make that money.
Man, listen, it may not be an American sport, but, man, over there in Spain and in Europe and all them, them boys get paid, man. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
So football players, you know, they got their gripes about NBA players and everybody else, every other professional athlete making money. But you got to spread that money
guaranteed
out. So I don't see anything wrong. And another thing, reason why most football players don't see all that money that they are supposed to sign for, I mean, because you can get hurt in any play. You can get hurt and have a career in it. Now the team don't want to get stuck with paying you, and you're not even playing for them. It's not the NBA. Gilbert Arenas got all that money, ain't played, and I don't know how long, still getting paid. Hey, I understand. I understand why the owners set up it like that, because they're trying to look out for their own money. So, you know, $87 million, $100-something million, $87 million guarantee, I see nothing wrong with it. Like you said, their salary cap is going to go up and players going to get paid more. And then probably other leagues going to go up above them anyway. So it is what it is.
All right. So, Vance, now we got the NFL talk out of the way. I got the last segment, man. A little special segment right here for us, man. It's called Where Are They Going? I'm going to say a name and you tell me where they're going. So next time we do the show, I need you to let me know where they're going. All right, Durant, LeBron James, where are you going?
LeBron going back to Cleveland.
No, I'm back to Cleveland. All right, he's staying home.
Staying
home.
Staying
Pat. Kevin Durant.
Home. I think Kevin Durant going to sign OKC.
OKC. Drummond, where Drummond going?
He's staying at home. He's staying Pat.
Al Horford.
Now, that is... Hey, Al Horford has a lot of options. Right now, looking
he started following Kevin Durant today on Twitter. He started following Kevin Durant today on Twitter, too.
Well, he might just be in OKC. I'm going to say OKC right now. We're going to see.
Okay. Hassan Whiteside.
Dallas. I think Hassan Whiteside is going to leave Miami and go to Dallas.
Mike Conley.
I think he's loyal. I think he's loyal to Memphis, but you know most teams ain't loyal to the players, but I think he's going to stay in Memphis.
All right. D-Wade.
Hey, it's Wade County down there.
Wade
That's
County.
That's all need be said.
DeMar DeRozan,
like you said, he didn't take any calls from any other team, so I think he's going to stay with the Raptors.
Nicholas Batum.
Nicholas Batum, that is a question. There's a couple teams after Nicholas Batum. I really can't say that right now. I don't have any, you know, I can't say.
Pick a team.
Hey, we just going to pick a team anyway. I'm going to say Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay, all right. And Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal, I mean, whoever makes an offer to Bradley Beal, I feel like the Wizards are going to match it. I mean, like you said, Durant didn't even take a visit for them. They got to keep the one or two stars that they have, so they could probably match his offer.
All right. Well, man,
I got one for you before we get off.
Oh, All right.
Chandler Parsons, where you gonna end up at?
He going to Portland, man. I got a feeling he gonna end up in Portland. I got a feeling they're gonna play Aminu at the four, and they're gonna sign Dwight Howard, and Chandler Parsons is gonna be playing A3. I think Portland gonna go real small ball this year. I think for some odd reason I got a feeling like Chandler Parsons either going to Portland or LA. Like somebody.
I'm
thinking more like Portland.
They real close. Yeah,
I think he's going to Portland, man. But yo, follow me on Twitter at SloanU. Vance don't have a Twitter yet, so yo, y'all need to talk to him. If people were down there in Mississippi, yo, tell Vance to get a Twitter, man. Tell him to get on social media, period, so he can promote the show. But yo, go to sports, go to Blog Talk Sports Radio. Follow the Sports Fiend. Look at our old shows. Comment. Tell us what you think. Tell your friends, your family members about it. Peace and love. We out.